A new survey finds consumer sentiment among New Yorkers was largely unchanged from the third to fourth quarters in 2020. The Siena College Research Institute says its index of consumer sentiment was 74.8, up 0.4 points from the last measurement in the third quarter of 2020. Pollster Doug Lundstrom.
You've heard the expression, no news is good news. Well, that's what I think happened here. I'm really surprised at these results. Many people felt 2020 was a miserable year, maybe one of the worst in history. And yet consumer confidence didn't move. It just stayed flat in all categories, whether men, women, high income, low income, no matter what your group was. It just stayed, whether you were young or old, it just stayed flat.
Except, Lundstrom says, when broken down by political party affiliations.
The Democrat enthusiasm shot way up. Their overall index went up 12 points. Their current index went up 7, and their future index went up 15. So Democrats love the election. Now, if we look at the Republicans, their overall results are down 14%. 14 index points, current are down 11, and future are down 16. So what happened is the Democrats were up, the Republicans were down, they offset each other, and that's why there was no change in the state. And it's interesting, the Democrats are now 17 index points ahead of the Republicans, which is a big change from last quarter, and now Democrats have the second highest confidence of any group in the state. The only ones that beat them are the real high-income people, and that stays normal. They're generally pretty optimistic.
Lundstrom says New York's overall index of consumer sentiment is 5.9 points below the nation's index of 80.7. In the fourth quarter of 2020, he notes all buying plans for cars and trucks, consumer electronics, furniture, major home improvements, and homes were up from third quarter numbers.
Home buying plans are up 13%. Now, that sounds good for the home buying market, but there's a negative side to that. There are surveys showing that roughly around 20% of the people in New York City want to move out. So if they're going to move out of New York City, they're going to buy a home, but it's going to be somewhere else. And then I saw a survey from United Moving Company that people are moving out of New York at dramatic rates. Okay, so they got to buy a home somewhere else. So this home buying plan being up may not be good news for New York.
34%, up from 30% of all New Yorkers, say that current gasoline prices are having a very serious or somewhat serious impact on their financial condition. 57%, down from 59% of state residents, indicate that the amount of money they spend on groceries is having either a very serious or somewhat serious impact on their finances. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.